Yesterday I did a 12-hour podcast to commemorate the beauty and the power of the Canberra protests in February 2022. The protests are where people came from all around Australia to basically point out to the politicians that they were not happy with the direction of the country. They wanted their freedoms and rights returned, but they were ignored. And so I've written this called The Language of Protests. In the past 4 years, Australia's cities and towns have seen some of the largest protests for freedom in their history, and yet these protests have been largely ignored. But they were not ignored out of political fear. Instead, our politicians were using a new language called disrespect to communicate this. Australia, you are no longer a representative democracy. A message that many have understood, even if only on a subconscious level, and this is why there has been no second epic and why other freedom marches across Australia have fallen quiet. This is why petitions no longer work. This is why writing letters to your politicians don't work. This is why they ignore the vaccine injured and celebrate instead the mRNA vax factories. This is why major political parties kick out outspoken senators like Rennick. This is why the police are being allowed to oppress those who do not comply, because this is now their actual duty. In Melbourne, we learned that well. This is why the councils are taking unregistered cars from properties while the owners aren't there. This is why they shove drag queens into kindergartens and called you homophobic if you complained. This is why the state premiers openly ban Australia Day celebrations. This is why the state has no problem taking your children from you. This is why there is so much blatant corruption. This is why people are silent, because their nerve endings are well aware of the real possibility of state bastardization. This silence, your silence, is the adaptive silence of slavery. The lockdowns, mask wearing, and social distancing were your apprenticeship to slavery. For you see, instead of challenging your masters, you chose, out of fear, to ostracize those who challenged the government. Worse, you justified the unprecedented attacks on these protesters by staying silent as they brutalized old women and pregnant mothers. Some of you even posted that the police should have used real bullets. How dare these ordinary people, Australians, challenge those who would oppress us? Though the term they used was keeping you safe. If you had rallied against them, even by just not complying, we would have still been seen as citizens, and they would still be serving us, or rather serving you. In America, the people have gathered behind Trump because he claims to be returning the country to the people. Will he, won't he, we'll just have to wait and see. Whereas here, they are introducing new laws because they can. Because they know you don't have the combined courage required to stop them. Hate speech laws are seeing our country become quieter still, as even the outspoken now default to silence to remain safe. In other places, they are sealing off parks from the public for ridiculous reasons, where in fact it's a show of power. The same message, you are no longer a citizen. Mount Warning is guarded by a security guard, and how could 28 million people ever defeat this one security guard and then climb their mountain, as previous generations have, to be the first Australian to witness the new dawn? This is why, after we voted no to The Voice, they told us they were going to proceed anyway. Democracy is never perfect, but for citizens who value freedom, it's the best system on offer. Yet to survive, it needs sustenance, and that food is courage. We are now being censored like children, and censored by an unelected, arrogant American, E. Karen. Our leaders offer no vision for a better future. Instead, they push and defend the latest weapon that they are using to subjugate us, climate change. You may feel powerless, but you are instead the last peaceful hope for liberty that the coming generations of Australians have. And that is because, whereas they will be born into bondage, you are enslaving yourself voluntarily. Because of your choices, the next generations will be born not under the protective and ideological gaze of the shrines that we built to commemorate those who fought for our freedoms, but under the lenses of cameras that will be used to monitor and control them. Your choice now, as an Australian, as a man, and this is aimed at men, the protectors, is to decide whether you want to reach the grave secretly crippled by the shame that's eating away at you now, or whether you decide you want to reach it with your chin up, knowing at that one critical point you finally answered the call and joined those trying to stem tyranny's tide. It all of it comes down to you, and which of the secret views in your inner mirror you prefer. The silent one of you on your knees, or the view of you as a standing man, a free man, a defender of liberty, an Australian.